Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a little golden book that is from the Nickelodeon series Paw Patrol. It is called Puppy Birthday to You. And it's based on the screenplay Pups Turn on the Lights by Scott Albert. It's illustrated by Fabrizio Petrosi. And it's read today by Mommy. And
Ruff,
are you a puppy? Whoa, so you're not just any old dog. You're someone important in blue? You're a police dog of some sort, right? Are you Chase? Oh no, you're too big for, you're Dog Man. Am I right? Then you're gonna love today's story, man. It's perfect for you. Are you excited about it? Some puppy dog time? Let's do it. But before we get started, we have to give our patron shout out. And today's patron shout out goes to our friend Celeste and her brother August. Celeste's birthday was last week, so that's why we're doing a birthday story for her. So happy belated birthday, Celeste. They're all the way out in Ireland, right? And we hope that you enjoy your story. Rough. All right, here we go. One windy afternoon in Adventure Bay, a box moved down the street towards Katie's pet parlor. But this box wasn't being blown by the wind. It was creeping down the street on eight paws. Suddenly, a big gust blew the box away, revealing sky and rubble underneath. They quickly scampered into the shop. Inside, Ryder, Katie, and Rocky were getting ready for Chase's surprise birthday party.
Who's making sure Chase doesn't surprise us while we get set up?
Sky asked.
Marshall, Rocky said. He can keep a secret, can't he?
Uh-oh.
Across town, Marshall and Chase were playing in Pup Park. They swung on the swings and slid down the slide.
Maybe we should go find Ryder and the pups,
Chase said.
No,
Marshall protested.
We can't, because it's so nice out.
Just then, the wind picked up again and blew them right across the park. Wow, that's quite a big wind, isn't it? Back at the pet parlor, the lights suddenly went dark, and Katie's mixer stopped.
All the lights on the street are out,
Rocky yelped. Ryder thought he knew what was wrong.
Paw Patrol, to the lookout!
The team raced to the lookout, but without electricity, the doors wouldn't open.
Luckily, Rocky had a screwdriver, which did the trick.
Once they were inside, Ryder used his telescope to check Adventure Bay's windmills.
Just as I thought, he said. The wind broke the propeller. Since the windmill can't turn, it can't make electricity. We need to fix it.
Ryder looked at Rocky.
We'll need something from your truck to fix the broken blade.
Green means go,
Rocky said, preparing for action.
We'll need Marshall's ladder to climb up and fix the windmill, said Ryder.
Marshall nodded.
I'm fired up.
Chase, the traffic lights won't work without electricity,
Ryder continued.
I need you to use your siren and megaphone to direct traffic.
These paws uphold the laws, Chase declared.
Meanwhile, Sky, Zuma, and Rubble raced back to the pet parlor to continue setting up for Chase's surprise party. It was very dark, but Katie had a flashlight. At the center of town, Chase busily directed traffic.
You're our hero,
Mayor Goodway said as she crossed the street safely.
I'm just doing my Paw Patrol duty,
Chase said.
Up in the hills, Ryder, Marshall, and Rocky went to work on the broken windmill. Ryder climbed Marshall's ladder and removed the old blade, while Rocky looked for a replacement piece.
No, not a tire. Not a lawn chair,
Rocky said, pulling stuff out of his truck. At last, he found what he wanted.
Here it is. My old surfboard. This surfboard will catch a breeze and help turn it into electricity,
Rocky said as he bolted the board into place. The wind picked up and the windmill started to turn. Lights came on all over Adventure Bay. But wow, it even looks about the same size as the old blades, doesn't it? Only this particular windmill blade kind of looks, it's green. It kind of looks like a petal of a flower or a leaf on a flower. If they turned them all green, it would all look like big giant flowers. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? Ruff. Okay. The traffic lights started working again.
Ryder and Paw Patrol did it,
Chase announced through his megaphone.
My work here is done.
The lights in the pet parlor glowed brightly.
Hooray!
Cheered Sky, but then she frowned.
Oh, there's no time to make a cake.
Katie thought for a moment.
I have an idea.
As Chase drove back to the lookout, he got a call from Ryder.
We need you at Katie's, in a hurry.
Then, when Chase got there, everything was dark and quiet. Chase stepped inside. The lights went on.
Surprise!
Everyone yelled. Chase was amazed.
Wow, you guys turned the lights back on and made a party for me?
We didn't have time to bake you a real cake, Katie said. So I hope you like your pup treat cookie cake.
And in the picture, we can see that she's got a whole dish with a beautiful ribbon on it. And inside the dish, it's nothing but puppy treats. And some candles, of course, for him to blow out.
That's a very nice treat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it's your birthday, just yelp for help, Ryder said with a laugh.
And all the puppies cheered and enjoyed a piece of Chase's special cake. And that, our friends, is... You want to bark us out? Ruff. There it is. The woof woof.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.